The Newsbeat on 1FM.
From May the 1st, you'll be able to listen to Radio 1 24 hours a day. The new overnight service will be broadcast only on FM, and The Breakfast Show will start half an hour earlier at 6 o'clock. But why has it taken so long? 1FM's controller, Johnny Beerling.
When we were on 247 and all of that on the medium wave, the signal after dark was quite frankly terrible, and half the people couldn't have heard it anyway. Now we're on FM, we're up to 90% of the population being able to hear us clearly in good quality stereo, so now's the time to do it. And there are new networks coming up as well, and I think it's important. The BBC offers a complete rock and pop service 24 hours a day.
One point, it will be FM only, though. Why's that?
The reason is that AM isn't very good, and frankly, the others are economic. By shutting down the AM transmitters at night, we're going to lose those AM transmitters on 1089 and 1053. They're going to go to new commercial networks. There's little point in keeping those going, and we want to encourage people to switch to FM, and I think FM offers the superior service.
So who's going to be burning the midnight oil?
Two of them are familiar voices and names to people who already listen late at night, Bob Harris and Andy Peebles. They'll carry the main brunt of it through the weekday night shift. And then there's a brand new voice, a man called Neil James, who will soon become known to the listeners.
So I've got this split personality at the moment. James Bartholomew in real life, Neil James on Radio 1. Neil James is the name I've been using on commercial radio. James Bartholomew, the name I've been using on BBC local radio. It's the ideal time of night, really, because of the time difference, to do interviews from America and catch bands just as they come off stage in places like New York and talk to them live through satellite links or whatever. And of course it's that intimate time of day where it really is possible to broadcast on a very one-to-one basis with your listener. Every radio presenter's dream is to work on Radio 1.